tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, yeah. I got so much spy in me. Oh, look, flip while you're dancing. Look at that.
Look at that.
Did you see it? And the chair moved and everything.
The chair did move. What the?
Yeah. Oh. Welcome to Blacklist After Buzz After Show. We have a spy, baby, baby, baby. Spy baby.
Yeah.
Spy baby.
Three generations of spy.
Welcome to Blacklist After Buzz After Show. I'm Joe Braswell. I'm joined, as always, by the lovely Julia Carely.
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Julia. Julia is dressed in a lovely business casual
suit. Business casual, Julia, today.
Right now, looking very much like Lizzie Keene.
Yes, the redheaded Lizzie Keene. Just call me Lizzie Special Agent.
She's going to go
stare off into the sunset
do some
for
stuff.
A while.
So she's got lovely heels as opposed to Lizzie Keene's flats.
Business casual. I feel so awkward in business casual.
No, it looks good.
It's
former UCLA Bruin Joseph Sanfilippo.
You're always a Bruin, goddammit.
Yes,
that's the way it works.
Sorry. Current UCLA Bruin. They graduated 15 years ago.
Alumnus.
How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. We missed you last week, but I'm glad you're here this week.
I couldn't get out of it. I couldn't turn it down.
Fine.
Get it.
Fine. Whatever.
And my name's Joe Braswell. I had a birthday.
We were all there.
It lasted all weekend.
Yes, it did.
You were there.
We had shots.
You were there, and you were there.
This guy and I went dancing twice.
We did twice.
Yes. So
they still got it, kids.
In our old age, long weekend. Anyway, thank you both for celebrating my birthday with me.
Thank you for being my favorite time of year.
Mine too. But the Blacklist is what we're talking about.
Yes,
and we have ourselves a spy baby.
Who called it?
Julia.
Gentlemen, who is that?
I'm pretty sure Julia. I said something similar, but I'm not going to push.
I got to say, I'm going to get into linearly the episode in a second, but when they did the whole bit where Lizzie went in to sort of turn in her badge and she still has her CCP license, mm-hmm. and Cooper's like, no CCP, baby. He's like, well, what am I going to use in the field? No field. I'm like, oh, this is how they're going to do it.
Right.
Yeah. She's going to be behind desks the whole rest of the season. Like, behind desks, and you'll
conceal her pregnancies. Wearing scarves right up to the chin.
I'm like,
and the hood.
Perfect.
Yes.
She'll just be behind the desk, and you won't see the baby bump. And then when she got beat up, I'm like, oh, yeah, not pregnant for sure. And then the baby's fine. Damn it.
Spy baby.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
I love it when I'm right.
You're so right so often.
I am.
It is. It's pretty impressive.
I can't believe that Red Reddington and Lizzie have a baby together.
That is decidedly uncomfortable.
Aram and Lizzie.
No. Oh, no, okay. Aram is Scarecrow and then her little
yeah, I'll miss you most of all, Scarecrow.
Oh, God, that made me... Anyway, never mind.
And her and Wrestler never did it, right?
Never did it.
That's not a ginger baby.
All right.
So that baby's coming out with Tom Scruff.
Yeah, it's coming out with glasses and a sensible
days
sweater.
Of Absolutely. 3 days of shadow and a cardigan.
So we'll talk about all that. Let's talk about the fate of Lizzie and Tom. There's a proposal in there. There was a new version of what this task force is, with Lizzie not in the field. No kicking down doors for Lizzie Keene, which is, I'll get to that in a second. She did that for a couple of years, but she's a profiler. She was never a door kicker like Wrestler Navabi, but all of a sudden she's like, I can't go kick doors. Life's over. Anyway.
Yeah, door kicking class over there at Norfolk.
I don't remember her ever doing too much profiling, though. She's always been kicking down doors.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, she'd been a profiler for what, 7 or 8 minutes before
she got
swooped?
It was the most meteoric rise from Quantico ever in the history.
I read that paper you wrote. It was really great. You're in the middle now.
Straight from Quantico right to the top of the secret task force.
As these things happen.
Anyway. Yeah, we had a lot to talk about, and there was a Red Reddington. So let's get into this. So first, yeah. we go. Oh no! So first, we see there a pretty cool opening scene. We see more of like the inner workings of Mr. Kaplan. The three cleanup ladies come in. Whatever the nasty business that transpired that mm-hmm. we presume may or may not have something to do with Red. They're doing their normal cleanup act. Someone comes in and then takes out the poor three Molly maids. Zap zap zap, and then tells Mr. Kaplan. You know, whatever she tells Mr. Kaplan, like basically,
tell him we know.
We know.
We
yes.
know.
I thought that was a very cool scene.
Yeah.
It's scary, but I felt like these poor girls, you know?
Yeah.
And so at that moment, because of the previews from last week, which I did not see, but I saw later, and because of that opening scene and because of the teases, when you saw this guy, did you think for one second that Red Reddington may not be Red Reddington? Did either of you guys believe that?
This is the third season of a major television show. There was no way in hell James Spader was not going to be Red Reddington.
I mean, they could have flipped
that. Well, didn't they do something like that with Mad Men?
Oh, spoiler alert.
I've never even seen it, I know.
Well, then right? No. Was the entire thing is based on him being Don Draper, who was not Don Draper. He's not Don Draper,
he's
Don Draper. He's Dick Whitman, but he took over another guy's identity. But that happened in the first episode of the first season.
Okay,
you
know. See, I've never seen it. I had a moment.
All right.
I did. Because no
did
one
you really
know, not really, but right. ever so slightly, I had a moment where I thought, oh, like I started to trace back every episode and all I know and all I've seen, and I thought, no, but right. you know, I took a moment to
there's
think about
the,
it.
There's the wanted poster with Red in the hair.
And what
it's
do you mean we don't
Spader.
Know what he looks like? Where did that come from? That the FBI? We only have one picture of him. Only
right.
one picture of him exists.
One grainy photo.
Could have had surgery.
That's true. All right. Anyway, I had a moment like, huh, that was interesting. But I like this as an idea, and I'm kind of sad that they didn't perpetuate this idea out a little longer, that the idea that Red isn't Red lasted for one episode. It's kind of one of these things where, you know, Joe, you like to talk about the writer's room a lot, but like, maybe they, you know, you throw out all these ideas and it's like, oh, let's do a storyline where Red isn't Red, and they flush it out and realize that like, it doesn't go anywhere, but let's make it an episode.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
But I think it fit in the overarching narrative too. I think that it didn't just serve the purpose of an episode. I think it served the overall storyline. I thought it was well done. I thought it was good, well conceived, well written. I liked it. I thought, you know, they made some weird choices within it, but I thought the actual overall structure of it was good. I liked that.
Well, I agree. It sort of sets them up to continue doing what they're doing, you know,
And we've seen now who the Cabal is, and the Cabal is not the same as the group he belongs to, the Shell Island.
Shell Island.
Right.
Shell
Retreat.
Island, yeah, I like that whole thing.
Those are his people, and he's decimating his own group, which is interesting.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, that we didn't know that before. So I like that. I like that revelation, and I also like the idea of that map where he showed us everything from. He showed us where the Cabal was. Versus
yeah, that reminded me of Alias. That was the SD6 moment in Alias. I don't know if you remember the show Alias to JJ.
I never watched it.
Well, great show, but at a very moment like that early on when they said, you know, it's a very similar moment. Like, you know, this is SD6, which was the bad organization. And it was like one little triangle up here. Then they unfolded this whole thing, and it was like this whole like. Like, this is what we're chasing. And she's like, oh, I'm Jennifer Garner. That was very similar.
That's really good impression.
That's just weird dialogue for her to be saying, oh, I'm Jennifer Garner.
But that when you rolled out, like,
to a map.
This
anyway.
Is a cabal. The green's a cabal. It's already like, they're everywhere. And it's like, and then all the red things are around them. And then there's the black things you can't see. And then there's the like, it's like, wow, the cabal. So we've got 10 seasons of The Blacklist, right? He can't take on international.
You know what would have been hilarious, though, if she'd been like, wait, go back? Now, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm not following you. Please say it again.
Well, let's get back to So she comes up. Kaplan has to tell this to Red. I did like the idea of. First we see Lizzie going in and resigning and turning in her badge and giving her speech, her tearful speech.
She has to give her Wizard of Oz. I missed you most of all.
She didn't want to cry. You know.
Damn it! She just had to cry.
I mean, you know.
I'm sorry. It gave me.
I know you guys. I know how you guys feel about Lizzie, but you know, the acting wasn't that bad, was it?
What? No, it was great. It was a great idea. Everything about it was great.
All right. So, so she tells you know she cut me in the field and you know,
Aram was a scarecrow. Is there anyone that doubts Aram was a scarecrow?
No.
I know, but
I miss you most of all. I'm just saying.
I did like how they sort of cleaned up. I feel like they were listening to us, or listening to me. Like, because I like the way they sort of cleaned up. Because by the end of last episode, she was like, I'm not a field agent. I'm not going to sign. And we're like, come on, sign it. This was, she's like, you know what? Hey, man, I could have been in jail. And you know, she said all the stuff we're thinking, like, you guys risked your life for me for reasons that I don't know why. I'm like, me neither.
She's like,
no one, I don't know why you guys did all this for me, but you did it. And
I wish someone would tell me.
I'm lucky to be here. I'm like, thank you, Lizzie. Finally.
For 3 seasons.
Yeah. She's like, at least I still have my gun. Like, so I was like, all right. Well, at least I can still be in the field. All right. Well, you know what? I'm still fine. I thought that was all cool.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I'm glad you did.
I do too.
If she had done anything less than that, I don't know, but the TV might have been out the window.
Okay. All right. We're going. We're going to the thing. Well, I'm going to go.
All right. She says,
dang it, I can't.
One more
go.
Tantrum, I would have been done.
Yeah.
And she went around and she had to say, she had to talk to everyone and tell everyone how they were feeling. And I love Aram immediately. We love you, Lizzie. That was sweet.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
It was sweet. He's always sweet.
And then they got to watch Doctor Who.
All right.
You know, which
you guys weren't big. You guys weren't fans of that scene.
No, I love the TARDIS. I'm all about it.
No, I felt good about that scene. I'm glad we sort of tied it up in a nice little bow, and now we, like, everything from the past 3 months has been put to bed, and now we can just move forward.
Right. So
I was waiting for Glenda the Good Witch to come in and tell her she could have gone home by herself the whole time, but she didn't. So that was
your heels together 3 times. Maybe she'll go away.
No.
All right. So we cut back to Red. That's it. When you say she, you're referring to
Glenda the Good Witch.
Yes,
right. So then we cut back to Red. We get to the aftermath of the horrible atrocity that happened to his team, and Mr. Kaplan saying that the family's going to be well provided for, and he's very upset about it. And Lizzie comes in, and she's like, "He's in a bad mood." And I was like, "Ooh, I like that. Like, he's going to put up one of your shit, Lizzie." But that was a pretty decent exchange, I thought, that they had. You know?
No, I like Kaplan's thing. I told you guys, I watched it twice, and it was well organized. So when you watch it the second time, you really do. You know, Mr. Kaplan obviously knew the plan going in. I think you overreact. I like that. I like that it all shook out. It was very nice.
Yeah, and I do like that. That he kind of got the chance to reprimand Lizzie a little bit. I'm okay with Lizzie doing the like half whiny thing, as long as A, she gets smacked down figuratively by Red or someone else, like, shut up, Lizzie. Or she realizes, like, you know what? I was being kind of a whiner. Then I'm okay with her whining. But she's just whining to whine. It drives me nuts. In this instance, she said, you're putting me in another case? Aren't you tired? Like, do we have more cases? Like, like we've been chased around. I don't know. This is so hard. And he says, your past 3 months has been my life for like 25 years. I'm often exhausted. I said, aren't you exhausted, Red? Like, come on. It's been 3 months. Like, that bothered me a little bit. But I'm glad Red let her have it. Like, dude, your 3 months has been my 25 years. So shut the F up. I liked it. So anyway, they went this whole thing, and then he gave the explanation of the figurative island, which I thought is cool. I like when it's something is an idea as opposed to an actual place.
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
I like that. So that was cool. And then we cut to the real Red Reddington, who had a big board of his own. His own big board.
He sure
more
did.
More of a poster board. I mean, it wasn't, you know, but it was, yeah, it was
he
there.
Had
it was
the a big board. It was entitled The Blacklist.
The Blacklist. It was written right above
he
it in Magic
Blacklist.
Marker.
Yes.
And what I liked, it was.
Maybe it was Sharpie.
It might have been Sharpie. Like 2 layers, though. He was very careful. And you know what I liked was, I don't know about you guys, but I was reminded of a bunch of people I'd really forgotten about. There were a bunch of faces I've been like, oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. That was kind of neat. You know, and there were some faces I don't think I recognized.
A nice little trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
Well, you don't come very often here, so
that's
maybe you forget.
hi folks in the chat room, Sylvia Love, thank you, and Fantasy Stars Guru, and everyone else, and Flashback 007 has a question for the two of you guys. Excuse me, not for the two of you guys, it's just Flashback 007 was just wondering out loud, and it's rhetorical. Is it just me, or are there more people who think Megan Boone is the worst part of the show?
No, it's not you.
I'm sure
heard
it's not
other
only
people
you.
Think that. I don't know anyone personally that would say something so crass.
And I agree with Sylvia. Sylvia says Megan Boone's acting's gotten better over the years, which I agree.
No. Well, agree to disagree.
Thank you
Sylvia. Know, it's great. I think everything's great.
All right. So,
Good questions. Good questions.
Good questions.
We prefer innuendo and snideness over
questions.
Here as opposed to coming out and saying anything in a concrete way.
So, they bring... Red Reddington gets apprehended. They get the
fake Red. Fred.
Fred
Reddington.
Faux Red. That was my favorite.
He's apprehended. They take him into the post office. He does the thing. He says, I'm the real Red Reddington. He has the intel. The bloop, blah, blah, blah. They bring in Red. Red's like, this guy's a fake. And there's a moment there where I was kind of wondering who, they didn't have me for a moment. I'm like, who's the real this guy? Especially the polygraph issue. He's like, take a polygraph. He's like, I can beat a polygraph, so can he. Like, this is, you know, whatever.
Also, all the intel that he had, all the past missions, all the things that he's done, all the things that he's seen that no one would know.
Yeah. All that stuff. And, you know, it's more and more, well, I'll get to this part later. I feel like more and more the Blacklist is becoming this sort of like, I mentioned it last week, this sort of like, the sting. They're more about cons. It seems like they're more elaborate cons. It's like, this was all a con from a lifelong grifter that Red put in place. To, like, you know, like, Red was pulling the strings on the whole time, and he's, like, pretending to be the guy who's behind the guy who's behind the guy. I like all that stuff. Anyway, so now we know that that whole back and forth in the FBI was a big sham.
A ruse.
It's a ruse, if you will, which is fun to know after the fact. But while it was going on, it was pretty convincing.
Yes.
I thought that there was something going on. Red seemed pretty convincing about the whole thing. And they ended up getting the information about a woman named Janet McNamara,
mm-hmm.
who is the one woman who can expose who Red has been working for the FBI.
She's the head of human intel.
Yes.
So she's the one person who knows about the task force and knows everything that happens.
Am I the only one? I think we've said this before.
I have questions for you about Janet, but go ahead.
Am I the only one that thinks, like, if you're the only person in the FBI that knows where all the super secret stuff is, that you would have some sort of security detail,
you
or there'd be someone around you to, or you would know what to do in case of a shootout. Like, in case there's, like, your attempted apprehension, you don't run to the guy apprehending you. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my idea of the FBI is, like, this really impressive thing that is not that. Maybe it's, like, somewhere in between.
You're taking all my questions. These are the questions I had for you.
FBI, I'm WTF.
All. Questions for Joe Sanfilippo. So this is Janet McNamara.
Either I don't know, man. She just, like, okay, so that we're shooting. Well, first off, my son's in a piano lesson. Hold on a second.
Before we even get to that,
tell
me. Two field agents bust into your son's recital and say, you're in danger. And you're like this is a big deal. She's like,
Slow down,
guys. Like, what danger? Like, you guys are part of the super secret task force that only I know about, yet you're telling me there's danger? My son's got piano to play. Like,
do you have any idea how hard it is to learn this song?
I mean, is Janet? Janet is really bad at her job.
Seriously, she does not deserve a beautiful beach house. They
went out of their way to be like, she's a civilian, she's not a field agent, but she's not a moron.
Come on,
she's like, no. And then they peeked out and they like, here it comes, we're in trouble. And she's like, what do you mean? And they go out. And then there's gunplay.
Yeah,
actual guns being fired. Yes. But the agents that came to protect her come back in, and where does she go? Come on, son, let's get out of here!
Front effing door.
Front
door!
What the fuss.
She had to go through Quantico. She had to go through training.
You would think. Now, I understand we got 43 minutes. I get it. Time is a thing. I understand.
But maybe her maternal instincts kicked in, and she just wanted to get her son the F out of there.
Happened to be bad ass.
Even the bad guy was like, he's poor, like, choices. Just who I was looking for.
Thank goodness you came.
Come on in, get in the van. This makes my job easy.
Ridiculous.
Causing wrestler job to be harder.
He has to go in Indiana Jones,
Die Hard.
He does. Here's my question. Before we get to wrestler dangling off the back of the truck.
Yeah. Nice sequence.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Here's my question. How come every time the FBI has to go apprehend somebody, it's one of two things that happens? Either there are one or two agents that are available, or every goddamn FBI agent on the planet is available. When they go to bust the crew up in the hotel, there are like three busloads of FBI agents.
As there should be.
Right. But we're gonna go, we have one asset that we know is about to be kidnapped right now, send two agents.
Yeah.
Just two.
I love when...
Just, no, don't send a third agent. What are you, made of money?
It's back to the Harold, you know, I've been asking for Harold Cooper in the entire first season to do more than like, check it out, get on it, I'm on it. And then season two and three, they gave him a lot more to do,
right.
And now he's back
now
to...
Right back.
I said it out loud with them when Janet McNamara is like, Navabian wrestler? I'm like, check it out.
Old Sam.
Like, I will call no one else in the entire FBI.
No, we're very short on resources
today. And then there was the pouty moment from Lizzie. Lizzie had the pouty moment. Like, I guess I'll just stay here.
yeah, guys, not my job anymore.
She became a Muppet. She's like,
I'll just stay here. watch Doctor Who, you go and have fun kicking it outdoors. Anyway, so yeah, that all happened. So yeah, well, you know, look, this is maybe it's Cooper's fault. This is all Cooper's call.
Yes.
Cooper every time could like send a, you know, get a team together. Get a, you know.
Can we have a couple of red shirts? Just a couple of guys in overcoats to make it look like you have any idea what the hell's going on?
No KRT team, no kidnap rescue team. No,
seriously!
No hostage recovery.
Put them in old school Star Trek red shirts and they can just be shot every week. You have two new guys.
So Wrestler and Avabi are on the scene. They do a great job neutralizing the first two guys. Missed the third guy, but Wrestler is on the scene. This is why they don't need more people, because Wrestler is very capable of running out there and jumping on the back of a truck.
And thank goodness he can.
And he did. He dangled. And he tried to shoot out the tires, and they shot him. And that was a cool sequence. And then they rammed into the back of the thing and got rid of Wrestler.
And those ladies probably got a brand new Volvo out of it, because, you know, bottom line, they were involved in an FBI incident. That's a nice thing.
That whole thing, just, yeah, that made me upset. But nice action sequence. Meanwhile, since Lizzie, I'm not sure my chronology is right on this one, but since Lizzie wasn't involved in that,
she decided to go knock some boots.
I mean, if the boats are rocking,
I'll tell you what,
don't come a knocking. If the sailboat is moving,
they might be grooving.
Don't come a grooving. They might be grooving. Yeah.
All I have is a wash.
Oh, hey.
Was that bad, huh?
All right.
So all I got is a washer, and we should get married again. I'm not sure what I'm going to want in 10 years, but I know what I want right now.
I thought, well, yeah, that was, okay. I did think of, so that scene, so we're referring to the scene where the Tom and Lizzie scene, and Tom, romantic Tom, comes back, and I was waiting, in the distance, I heard it. In the distance.
Oh, no.
Like, it's his whole, because his whole face changes. And I just like, I want to put the sweater on him. Yeah, I want to shave him. I want to put the glasses on. I'm like, where's, I'm looking for the lamp. Like, I like old romantic Tom.
Oh, yeah.
I like any guy we need. Like, I only have a washer. And Lizzie's like, boop. And like, you know.
Never again, Joe Braswell. You're never allowed to make that face and or noise at the same time. Ever
shut down
again.
By the producer.
Never again.
Like the washer. I'm like, where's Joseph Lippo?
I don't want to wait.
I need the music. So, but she says in a very, you know, then the sexy Liz King comes out. You know the sexy Liz King.
Do I?
Yes.
It's the one with the blank face.
That's the sexy one. That's
the sexy
right.
Sexy Liz King comes out and says, what, Joe?
I don't know what I'm going to want in 10 years, but I know what I want right now.
Yes. And so.
What's happening here?
That happens. And, you know, stuff happens to them.
Stuff happens to
she
them.
She stared blankly at the ceiling for a while.
As did I during that scene. Because it was not sexy.
But so, wait, is Tom Keen just going to forever adopt the name Tom Keen?
Yeah. What about that?
Like, does she marry some guy named Tom Keen, or is she going to marry, what was his name? Jacob? I'm just wondering about that.
Isn't that part of the madness that he's got, like, at this point, right? His personality is so.
Is he just choosing to be Tom Keen? Like, this is my choice.
I decided this is him.
And by the way, I know Lizzie's out of the FBI. She's out of the law business, you know, officially. Tom Keen's a bit of a killer.
Yeah,
he's a bit of a hired killer,
bit of a maniacal killer.
He's also beat the shit out of her once or twice.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
She also had him locked in a barge for a good long while.
Yeah,
it could be argued it's gone both ways. Okay. And he was hired initially by Red. You know, he wasn't hired by anybody bad. He was hired by, well, that actually is can be discussed too. But Red was the original hire, right? If I remember right.
No,
Berlin. Was it Berlin? But I thought it was through Red. Red and then Berlin swooped. That's right. Because Red.
Sylvia,
Red
help us out Berlin here. Swooped.
What's that?
I don't know. Sylvia knows everything. I'm asking Sylvia online to know. So Berlin, then Red, then Tom, then. I don't know.
I thought Berlin hired him originally, and then Red swooped, right? Red hired him, and then Berlin swooped on him, right? He ditched Red for Berlin's money,
right?
Well,
you might be right.
Okay.
You might be right.
In any event, Tom Keen went to a knee. She's like, get off that knee and get in this bed.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, and then that happened. So, you know.
Oh, dear.
I just didn't buy it. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. But I'm glad they didn't decide. I'm glad they didn't decide to get married. So they're all so off that. So she gets kidnapped. They come back. We have the whole polygraph battle with Red and their new Red. Red decides to go to Shutter Island. on his own. Shell Island. Sorry, Shutter Island. It's a movie. Sorry, Leonardo DiCaprio. Shell Island is where he went.
That's right. That was a good movie.
That's a good movie. Great book.
All in his head.
Mark Ruffalo. Directed by Martin Scorsese.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
It's a good one.
A little bit of pedigree there. So we're at Shell Island.
And of course, the whole thing is, if Red goes, if Red's doing the double cross and ends up at Shell Island, then it means that he is really not the Red Reddington, or so they thought. And so, of course, he did go there, and Lizzie says, if you go, you'll improve him, right? And he's like, don't worry about me, Lizzie, and he goes. And he, you know, he's Red. He does the whole thing, and he basically tries to out in this super secret organization of criminals who he can trust and who he can't. He finds out, he has a knife put to his throat. He gets out of that jam. The real Red Reddington comes in.
Fred
Reddington, if you will. They put him with the cufflinks, the special CIA grade cufflinks that go offline and come back online. How did Red know about the cufflinks?
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe some signal between them. Maybe he's just that smart.
He said,
maybe he really doesn't wear cufflinks.
Or maybe he knew the whole time because that was his guy. He was never.
Probably
told him.
We forget that it wasn't this guy. It was actually Gregory the whole time. So he kills my man with the knife,
mm-hmm.
in a very cool move, and said, "Oh, by the way,
that was very Sicilian right there."
That was good. Your people.
That was my people.
That was so Sicilian. Oh, by the way, I am working with the FBI. You were right about everything.
Right?
Tell your folks in hell that I'll see him later. Click. Where were we, guys?
Rough.
I love that.
Yeah, that was
awesome. That was
very cool. That was very cool, Red. I just wish, I know that now that Mr. Gregory Devery, whatever it is, had to go because he had stomach cancer, but like.
Suicide mission,
but what a way to go. Like,
what a way to go.
I mean, just shot to the chest.
Yeah, well, if you watch it again, he very much is Jake Weber, the actor, did a really neat job with it. Because you watch it again, and if you see him once he gets up on that table, he just completely chills, and he just kind of goes to this place where he's like, you can see him accepting that it's done.
Okay,
and it's kind of neat if you watch it again. That sequence actually has another layer to it. And it's really nice.
Okay, I want
to
watch it again because he really does.
He's accepting it.
They didn't overplay it with a shot that was like blinking.
I agree
with
you.
I'm ready.
Yeah, it wasn't like that.
They didn't give
but
you that.
If you watch it again, he's up there and he's very calm. He's not struggling. He's very chill.
Okay. Yeah, because he's like he'd be like up and
right
when
you
bargaining for his life. It's like, this guy's a liar. I'm the real Reddington, or whatever he's going to say. Or I'm not the real Reddington, or who knows. So that happened.
What a way to go, knowing that you really pulled off this great con.
That's a great way to go.
Like, I did it. One of the biggest in my career, probably.
When he steps out of the van, and that's another great little thing that they added. When he steps out of the van, if you rewatch it, he grimaces a little bit. And I was like, oh, his knee's bad? And then when you hear stomach cancer, you're like, oh, that hurt.
Because he's got the stomach cancer.
I did it a couple times. I saw him wince a couple times.
Oh, look at that. This is a good rewatchable
one. See, it's a rewatchable one. Jake Weber, good stuff.
Good shout out to Jake Weber.
Yeah.
So we get through all that and which I'm kind of skipping over. I'm skipping over the whole map scene because there's some important stuff that happens in the map scene because Lizzie's basically saying like, I don't want to do this anymore. This is crazy. He's like, you are involved. You're involved because, you know, he did sort of let it slip that you're the daughter of Katerina Rostova. And
when Katerina disappeared,
he's like, whoa.
Disappeared.
He said she.
You said my
you
mother
and
was
and Charlie
dead.
Said yeah. she was dead.
And Red's like,
she sort of let that go, didn't she?
Yeah. Yeah. And then so did Red. Red's like, like I was saying,
but still,
the map.
The secrets that she took with her.
Back to the map. Yeah. So clearly, I think one of us predicted that. We're going to see Katerina is going to come rolling back in.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then she's going to have some answers.
Well, no one ever has answers.
Exactly. She'll have
but she won't tell us.
More questions.
She'll have answers, but she won't tell us.
Right?
But
we're not going to know those answers.
Just like, I know things, but I won't tell you.
You know, that's a director. The director had all the answers.
There's a casting call for Katerina Rostova. Right? Ladies and gents,
I'm
there she is.
Here, listen, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Suddenly I'm German. I don't
you
know
are
why.
Very German.
That's a very German-Russian.
Russian as my Eastern European folks.
Right? General.
Who turned out to not be Eastern European.
Like Scandinavian instead.
but I will say that...
I have answers, I won't tell you.
There we go.
That's Mirage.
If I had a nickel,
How many?
Can we go back? How many times have we had in the past? I don't know, 44, 50 episodes. We've done a lot of episodes. How many of the last 50 episodes has someone said, "I know who you are, Red Reddington. I know everything about you."
Right?
More than once.
Right.
Is that this show's red shirt? Twice. As soon as you say you know Red Reddington, you're dead. Bye-bye. That's it.
Red, how long will you go on with the charade? I know who you are to Lizzie. Including the director. You said it too.
Yep.
I know your real connection to... That's my bad director. I don't know why it turns into like... I don't know who that is. Anyway.
Bobblehead director?
Okay, so, but it tells like, you know, she's out there and they don't know that you don't know that what she knows. And so they're gonna go ask you what she told you, even though you don't know anything. This constantly puts you at risk.
Exactly. They don't know what you don't know. They don't know that you don't know it.
Yes.
Pay attention.
Because she says, "I don't know anything." And Red says, "They don't know that you don't know what you don't know."
And you may actually know it somewhere deep inside.
She might.
Remember the hypnosis crap? Yep. Remember
right.
Ryan?
And actually, you might know it.
She's a fucking buddy.
Which is part of my predictions, because I think Red knows that she knows what she doesn't think she knows.
Oh, she knows.
And that's, which are all the Red secrets, including all the Katarina secrets. And I think this whole, I'm jumping ahead. But anyway, so that's all significant. Then they show that one picture, which I love, but when seeing it for a second time or third time, felt a little more ridiculous than it always has been.
You're talking about the swings with the sun?
The sun obscuring Katarina's face. Strategically,
shit photography. That's the name of that picture. Dad took a shit shot.
This is the one photo you have of you and your mom,
right?
Here's you, and there's your mom.
There's your mom.
Some beaming sunshine. I call her sunshine. That picture, right? You love that one?
Love it.
Yeah. So, anyway, so there's that. I don't know. Anyway, this is what we're up against is a multi-headed Hydra. Mm-hmm. You cut off the head, it grows to others.
Which
every
is the
head you cut off, you have to burn the rest of it. It's a mythic battle, and we're not anywhere close to being over.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yes.
And six
more seasons of this.
this show that we love.
We do. Actually, I do love this season.
I do love this season.
It's a good season.
Yeah, the season's great.
I completely agree. Clarify.
My wife wants to watch it every time.
Good.
Oh.
She's like, "Let's watch." I'm like, "All right, we'll watch." Right. I think it's Tom related. We've covered this.
So
she don't want to wait either.
So anyway, so that's it. So we did figure out so that so I'm skipping back to Lizzie, and also Lizzie got a little discriminated against by the black lady who's like, "This is a lovely apartment." Wait, Keen? I mean, I have a lot of people looking at this apartment. That was kind of mean. But then she came back and said, actually,
everyone deserves a second.
Yeah, after Dembe came by and gave her some money. And
probably.
Gave her
after Mr.
apartment.
Kaplan, came and visited her and, you know. But, it's fine. So that all happened.
It's nice seeing Liz adjust to life on the outside with the stigma attached to her and no longer a field agent. You know, it's going to be an adjustment time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I agree. And then she's out there. She's unpacking the boxes. And it's a nice apartment, by the way.
That's a great spot over there in suburban Virginia, I imagine somewhere in Virginia. We approve of the apartment, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so,
need a roommate?
That's a spot.
It was a great spot. And she's out doing her thing. Got it. She's out doing her thing and trying to adjust to life normally and out in the world.
She goes to Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. Which
it's a nice house.
Do they have Trader Joe's in the East Coast?
I don't know, but it sure as hell looked like a Trader Joe's, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
All right. So she's out at a Trader Joe's-like spot. And, you know, some guy comes out and goes, "You're a traitor!"
Now, wait. First guy smiles at her. This is what I thought was funny.
Was it the same guy?
Same guy.
I only watched it once, right before I got here.
Same guy. And here's what I think is fun. This is one of those moments where it's like, you know, you're attractive. And so you expect... Like, oh, guy just looks at you. You're like, he thinks I'm cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as happens to me and you all the time.
All the time. And that guy is everywhere. He's looking at everybody.
Shout out to that guy. You know
some
who you
guy.
Are. Maybe it's how I look at you.
I don't know.
Anyway, go ahead.
But you've never beat the shit out of me in a parking lot, which I'm grateful for. He kicks her rough. That's mean, man.
Yeah.
Beats the
hell
out of her.
That's tough to watch. I don't like seeing girls getting beat.
No, I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
All right.
I felt nothing.
Julia, get out.
Heart of stone. No, yeah, so that was tough seeing her, you know, but, and the whole notion is you're a traitor and you da 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 da, and put her in a hospital, obviously, with a swollen face and a swollen, I mean, like, that was rough.
Ribs.
And it also questions, like, you know, Lizzie Keene, after all of that, like, super high profile, most wanted list, Lizzie Keene, that she's just bumping around by herself with no CCP, no concealed permit, no gun, no way to protect herself. She's just out in the world.
I gotta say, not for anything, if I had dyed my hair blonde and that became what everybody remembered me as,
good point.
I'd put my shit back to brown.
Yep.
And go right back to disappearing. Yeah. I'm just saying that's what maybe
point.
Something to consider. I'm not a doctor, right. You know, but I'm just saying that seems
good
to me.
Good point.
That would be my prescription for avoiding broken ribs in the future.
It's been 3 months. She, without a doubt, has touched up those roots.
You know what I'm saying? A couple times, maybe three.
So the nice little body wave she has going as well.
Yeah, right.
She put some effort into that.
It's not easy.
So the doc, and I wonder about that method. I guess that makes sense. The doc's like, "Hey, man, you really got beat up, but good news, the baby's okay."
To which I did a victory lap around my computer.
You're like, aha!
I told you,
spy baby, spy baby.
I've been saying it for ages.
So there is a spy baby. Oh, and then of course there's a scene where daddy. Oh, I love when she's like, "Well, Tom thinks." He's like, "Tom."
Oh God! But my boyfriend says.
She's like, "Tom does." What does Tom think?
Oh, that was
God.
So annoying.
Like,
oh, I was so mad.
Ass woman.
I was so mad at that.
I don't know. Tom says we should just take off and just like travel and like do stuff.
It sounds kind of nice, right?
It's just insanity.
All right.
Nothing in the last three seasons. No growth at all. You're still a 22-year-old kid going, "You don't even know, Dad. My boyfriend's a biology major, and you have no idea how this really happens."
She was dickmatized.
She was dickmatized.
So Red was like, and I read this was like,
"It's back in a different show."
Oh, Tom says that, does he? Does Tom say that? Dickmatized.
Dickmatized. Happens. It's a thing.
That's over from, what is that from?
Hannibal.
Hannibal.
Yeah.
God, that's right. All right.
Still the
I'm
best
carrying
thing
it ever. Over.
Thank you. Here it is. And so, at the end, so Red tells Tom, "I brought you here because you ain't marrying the Lizzie Keene and you're not doing it."
I objected.
You married her over my objections once.
I won't let it happen again.
Right. He's like, "Oh yeah, daddy. We'll see about that."
I didn't ask
Did
Daddy's
you want to
permission.
Do a victory lap when he said daddy?
I had a moment. I was like, "Are they going to bring this shit back? Are we going to fight again?" All right. I don't want to fight anymore.
Yellow blouse is coming for you, Joe.
I don't want to fight anymore.
You're going to have an Obi-Wan Kenobi moment from a certain point of view.
Now, I didn't get a chance because I watched it online. You watched it online.
I didn't
see the previews. Joe, is there any Spy Baby previews?
Yes, now that the big secret is out. So now everybody's going to know that the babies.
Hey, give me your best NBC promo voice. Go.
No, well, it's Harold Cooper, so it's got to be you doing it. It's Harold that does it.
Does he do the whole thing?
Yeah,
come on, you say "Damn it, Nairobi" all the time. You got it, Dad.
Damn it, Nairobi.
Damn it, Nairobi. Okay,
his is better than mine. I can't do it.
Okay, so anyways, what happened?
Anyways,
what did the preview say?
Basically, that the baby's out, and I don't remember the rest. The secret's out, and then there's what else?
I'm going to slide a note over to NBC programming. I'm just going to little post it. It's just going to say "Spy Baby." So slide that. I want to see that promo.
I'm see that in bright red.
Spy Baby tonight on NBC. I want to see Spy Baby. We got to get out. Let's get into predictions.
Your After Buzz TV predictions.
Julia.
Oh.
Predict me something.
All right. Well.
Predictification.
I'm still flying high from my Spy Baby. No, digmatized. Okay. I think we're going to get into a lot more of this. Katerina Rostova stuff and Red's connection to her. Maybe she hired him. Because, you know, he did take a moment where he was saying how he got paid by an unknown source to aid Lizzie. And he goes, "It's what I do." Maybe she's the one who sent him.
Right.
I don't know. I think I've predicted something like that before. She's coming. Katerina's coming.
Katerina's
coming. She's coming. Especially now that she's going to be a grand spy mom.
A spy grandma.
Spy grandma.
Go ahead, Libby.
I would say the Katerina thing is obviously that's coming. It's got to be coming. Hopefully, they cast it really interesting. And then the daddy thing is back on the table. It looks like, it's like we've done this before and ended so badly
like we're
for me.
Do it again.
I'm going to hit the gym a little harder if I'm going to end up wearing that goddamn blouse again.
The blouse.
What do you got?
I really think that, you know, I think the mom will be back. The spy grandmom will be back. I think that this is the whole key. I think this is the whole, whatever Red is there, you know, I think he sort of spilled it right there in that whole Hydra speech. And that whatever Red's been protecting Lizzie for, it's the information she thinks she doesn't know and has a lot to do with the mom and Red and the two of them, and that's what people are wanting. They want the information that Lizzie has. That's the key to maybe getting back to Katarina, who is out there somewhere, who Red needs to find for some reason. And what their connection is, I don't know. Maybe they were lovers. Maybe Red is the father. I know I said that, but I don't think he's the biological father. Maybe he was lovers with the, maybe, I don't know. Maybe he's the biological father, but maybe he raised her. I don't know, but there's some connection there. I don't think it's as literal as like, you're my daughter, Lizzie. I think there's something else there, but the connection between Lizzie and Red lie with Katarina.
So let me say this, and this is
and the jewels in a corset.
What I forgot to say. So Katarina and Red. I think Katarina and Red are part of an international group that has been set up basically to take on the Cabal from way before. And so how they get involved is obviously I think he set up maybe this whole shell organization. Maybe that was his baby, although it goes back to the 20s, so maybe he brought it back. Maybe he kind of infiltrated it so he could destroy it. Maybe Katarina is doing the same thing in the other part of the world. Maybe their job is to infiltrate the Cabal so they can break it up as time goes by. Maybe this has been going on for the last 25 years. Maybe that's the overarching story. Is it Katarina and Red are part of a group that whose job it is to take on the Cabal since way back in the day? Maybe that's what's going on.
Got it.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. That's a bigger theory. That's a theory than the map.
Well, that's the whole a bigger theory than Hydra, right?
No, I like it. I like it.
I like it a lot.
Okay.
Thank you all for joining us in the thing. All of you guys, Sylvia Flashback, Sheila Caldwell, thank you very much. Brooke, Fantasy Stats Guru, of course. Andres, who wants to note that Dutch is not Scandinavian. It's, you know, so they're, I mean,
what about them, Scandinavian?
That they're Dutch, not Scandinavian. Dutch is not Scandinavian.
Okay, thank you.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's important.
Fair enough. We said Dutch, then you said Scandinavian.
Did I say Scandinavian?
Anyways, it's fine. Got it.
You did, Joe.
Thank you.
All right, well, I was wrong again.
It was weird. None of
we
us
started
knew
with Dutch.
Dumb American, me. Melvin, thank you. Rebel Girl 666, all of you folks for joining us in the Iris, DeWin, Bridget, of course, all of you for joining us in the chat room with us. Thank you for spending this time with us. Alexis Torres, thank you for joining us, Alexis.
Yeah, no worries.
Where can the people find you, Joe?
You can find me on the Twitters at Joe Filippo, JoeFlippo. My website is josephsanfilippo.com.
Julia.
Twitter and Instagram with my name, Julia Carely, JULIACEARLEY. Follow me.
I'm Joe Braswell. You can find me at Joe K. Braswell on Twitter, Instagram, and on Snapchat, where I'm very active at JK Braz for the Z. Not Periscope anymore, as we discussed, Alexis. No more Periscope for me.
Yep, it's dead.
It's dead, I guess. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you all, and we will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.